So your elementary schooling was in what town?
Covington. We started off there in a, you know, parochial school there.
Mm-hmm. Was that a Catholic school?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Your parents were Catholic? Is that
no? Nobody was Catholic in our family. But my mother just thought the nuns were exactly what we needed to be disciplined and also learn lots of things. And it was very French-oriented, you know, in that southern Louisiana area. As a matter of fact, the operator, when you called, because you had to say in those days the number you wanted. You picked up the phone and the operator answered, and she would say, "Number, please," in French. And you would give the number, you know. So we were in that kind of French area of Louisiana.
Did your parents speak French?
No.
You would go out about the town, even as a young person, would you run into situations where you'd have to speak or understand French?
Well, okay. We didn't, but everybody was share, dear, and, you know, everybody was just very comfortable there with it because we'd understand enough that we could sort of squeak by.
So these early years, they were fun times, tough times?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful years, marvelous. We lived next door to a Mrs. Daquin, and across the street were the Duberrys, and down the street were the Bougères, so it was really kind of a fun place to live. Oh, Mrs. Daquin lived next door, and she'd fuss at us all the time. And her daughter was Tutu, and she had a parrot, and she would yell to the parrot. It was a nutsy place. We loved it. It was crazy.
Were you ever able to stay in touch with any of those people as you grew
up? You know, not really. We didn't. I have some of them, but not very often. You know, I mean, if I went back to Covington, I would go to see different friends just to see if they were still there.
Right. Middle school, where would that have been?
Middle school was in Covington. And then we went off to a school in high school called Gulf Park College for Women.
And where was that?
It was in Gulfport, Mississippi, right on the coast.
What are your thoughts and memories of that experience?
Oh, that was marvelous. You could major in sailing or swimming. We were all on the swimming team. A couple of girls would bring horses, and the arts were wonderful there, and it was tough, though. I mean, it wasn't just a sort of play school. We had Gulf Coast Military Academy down the street, and we had the Air Force down another street, and the Merchant Marines were there. So we had lots of fun. Lots of boys would flock over there. It was fun.
This was a special school, and your father earned enough money to, I mean, it doesn't sound like they came from, you came from wealth, as we would know it.
No.
Is that true?
No,
he
that's
was,
true.
But he was eking out a living, but he had enough to make it.
Oh, yeah, he did very well, of course, for us, always. We always went to great schools. We always had everything we ever needed. We always had everything. I can't think of anything we didn't have.
So when you went to that high school, Anne was there too?
No. She was 5 years younger than I. So when I left, it was a junior college. Evidently, in our day, parents thought their daughter should be educated a bit and then marry. That was the entire life circle. And so this was sort of a finishing school, and you got finished, you got married. And, of course, she and I were not interested in it, and so we didn't think anything about going on to college and other careers and things.
You knew you'd be doing that?
Absolutely. I wasn't about to start worrying about getting married to some boy, or any boy I knew at that moment.
Were your parents also pushing you that way to not get married, but to move on
No, I don't know how they put up with us. We were going in all directions and doing all kinds of things. And